You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
All right, so let's recap our Indeed series in 1 John. For the past few weeks, week one, we talk about that God is light. Sabi ko, the only way for us to understand and to walk in light is dapat may mag-click muna ng switch para umilaw din tayo that God is light. Right? And hindi po natin napipilit yan. Yung Holy Spirit ang nagbibigay sa atin ng moment of illumination na naintindihan natin. Ah, yan pala yung sinasabi nila for the longest time. No, gusto ko na talaga si Lord because it clicked already in you the message of the gospel. Secondly is that God is righteousness. And dahil si God righteous, I am born into righteousness. So there's two effects of me knowing that God is my righteousness. Una, nakoconvict ako sa sin ko. Pag may kasalanan akong ginagawa, nakokonsensya ako. Kinoconvict ako ni Lord. No? Tapos kung as I live my life, I'm also convicted, number two, of my righteousness. Ibig sabihin, because I am a child of God, I will no longer do the things I'm doing before. But in case I do fall of sin, I'm convicted of sin, I need to repent of my sin. But at times, when there are temptations that come my way, I am convicted of my righteousness, and therefore I'm not going to sin. No? Thirdly, last week, we talked about God is love. Diba, pinag-usapan natin yung concept ng agape, the unconditional love of God that transforms us. No? Kaya tayo nagbago, hindi dahil takot tayo sa Diyos, hindi dahil pupunta tayo impyerno pag hindi tayo nagbago. Nagbabago ang isang tao dahil na-experience niya yung unconditional love ni Lord. No? And today, what we'll look at is that Jesus is our victor. Okay? Jesus is our victory. No? Pag naki-Jesus ka, you can live a life of victory based on 1 John chapter 5. And it reminds me of the story of one of my youth pastors when I was in grade 6. No? Si Pastor Romel, o si Pastor Omeng tawag namin sa kanya, he was one of the coolest youth pastors before. No? Teacher siya dati sa Chiang Kai-shek dito sa Manila. No? Naka-mountain bike yan pumapasok. So lahat ng mga estudyante talagang ano sa kanya, wow, andyan si Teacher Omeng. No? And si Omeng became the senior pastor in our church in Latvia. Pinadala siya sa Russia. And now he is in UK, right? Helping pastor one of our growing churches sa Europe. No? Pero si Pastor Omeng, naalala ko lang, may isa siyang kwento. Facebook ko nga siya this week. Sabi ko, pa-refresh lang ulit yung kwento mo. When he came to Russia at that time, Russia pa noon, no? Hindi pa nag-separate. United pa ang Russia noon. No? Naglalakad siya one time because he was going to an outreach. No? Merong English club na outreach kung saan yung mga Russians gusto matuto mag-English. So papunta siya doon sa center para magturo ng English. While on his way, merong walong neo-Nazi na Russian punks. Okay? Eh, ganito itsura ng mga neo-Nazi, no? Okay? Pag tinanggal mo yung shirt, puno ng tattoo yan. No? Ganyan yung mga neo-Nazi, galit yan sa mga ibang race. No? So nakita, ito, sa Russia may isang ano, mukhang Chinese na Pinoy na hindi mo maintindihan. Now, si Pastor Omeng, 6-footer yan, 6'1 yan. Pag sa Pilipinas, malaki siya, pero nung nasa Russia, maliit siya. No? In fact, he's one of the smallest church kasi dinidisciple niya 7'3 na basketball player, dalawang 7-footer na basketball player, no? At saka isang 6'9 na point guard. No? So, ang liit-liit niya pag nakipag-picture siya. So, maliit siya sa Russia. Nakita, pinagtripan. Okay, walong neo-Nazi, tumakbo ngayon, hinahabol siya. So, medyo binilisan niya yung takbo niya. No? Pagka, pero nahabol siya, yung pinakamalaking punk, bigla siyang ano, sinipa. So, dumapa siya. Tapos pinagsasapak-sapak siya. Wala siyang kasama. He was on a foreign land. He was the only missionary that we sent. He was, I think, single at the time when that happened. So parang siguro dasal niya na lang kay Lord. No? Lord, kunin mo na ako. No? Parang martyr na for the Lord. No? Christian martyr. Pero when he went down, sabi niya, nag-pray lang siya, Lord, please help me. I don't know what to do. No? So habang sinasapak siya, walo ah. Tapos yung isa raw may bote. So talagang gusto siyang patayin. No? Eh nung sinapak siya, tapos nag-space konti, tumayo siya. Pagtayo niya, nakita niya yung walo. Nung nakita niya yung walo, biglang the 8 neo-Nazi punks, actually, biglang gumanon yung mukha. Tapos nagtakbuhan daw. 8-1, ha? Nasugatan. Tumayo siya, nagulat, tumakbo. Up until now, sabi niya, he cannot explain what happened, but he felt like they saw someone behind him who was there. That's why they were so scared and they ran away. Sabi niya, it was impossible for 8 neo-Nazi punks who could kill people to actually run away. Or sabi niya, dalawa lang daw yun. May nakitang anghel or akala siya si Jackie Chan. Okay? So, yun lang daw yung rason niya, no? So, kaya tumakbo. No? Makita mo, no? As Christians, we are overcomers. Now, I'm not saying all of us will experience that kind of experience. Pero sa buhay natin, hindi natin kaya lumaban on our own. Tama ba? We cannot fight this battle alone. No, even, that's why we encourage you to be part of a victory group. But also, your victory group cannot fight the battle with you lang. May kailangan tayong pinanghahawakan who already fought the battle for us. And that is what we're going to talk about today. That Jesus Christ is our victor. No? Na si Jesus, yung tawag nila, yan yung Christus Victor. That Jesus is an overcomer. And that's why I can overcome any trials, any storms in my life. Why? Because Jesus overcame it already. And now, as a child of God, I can also overcome whatever happens in my life. Right? Pray tayo before we start. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would speak to us through your word. I pray, Lord, that our faith would not just be confined, Lord, dito sa simbahan or sa maliit naming grupo, sa victory group, Lord, but it would be seen even outside as we experience hardship and trials and temptation and sin. We would learn how to overcome it, not by our own strength, but because Christ is our victor, because God has given us the victory and fought the battle for us. And Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Lord, that we would fight not with our own power, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's go to 1 John 5 and look what God has to say when it comes to our victory. In 1 John 5:1, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. Now, let me stop here first before we jump off to the next few verses. Pag makita mo from 1 John, sabi ko nga si John, patalon-talon yan, paiba-iba yung theme niya. No? So we're just trying to get the themes and try to stitch it together. Sabi ni John, no, everyone daw who believes that Jesus is God has been born of God. In short, we are born of God. No? Anak daw tayo ng Diyos. Dapat daw, ito yung una masettle natin sa isipan natin. We need to settle this first in our mind that we are born of God. Look at the person sitting beside you. No, iba-iba mukha natin, no? Pag napansin nyo, yung iba may itsura. Yung isa may itsura din. No? So, kahit iba-iba itsura, iba-iba background natin, we are born of God. Ibig sabihin, I am born into the family of God. Sabi ni John, for us to have an effect in our actions, dapat alam mo muna yung identity mo. Tama ba? Your identity would now result into your action. Example ha, si Lizette, okay? Si Lizette, ang pamilya nila, si Lizette Bamba. Bamba family sila. Okay? So ang mga Bamba family, hindi pwede sabihin sa akin ni Jerry, yung asawa ni Lizette, Dennis, simula ngayon, mag-act ka na parang Bamba. Okay? Bamba. Okay? No, sabihin ko, hindi, kahit anong gusto kong gawin na ampunin nila ako, hindi ko kaya. Bakit? I was not born into the Bamba family. I'm born in the Henry C. Line family. No? Okay? So, kahit anong pilit ko, hindi pwede. Bakit? I'm not born in their family. Iba sila matulog, iba sila kumain, iba ang kultura ng mga Bamba sa mga si. Kitang-kita yan pag nagsama. No? And this is what God is saying. You are now born of who? Born of God. Okay? So dalawa lang naman eh, ang magulang mo. Either you're born of God or you're born of the devil. Okay? Either si Lord ang magulang mo or si Lucy ang nanay mo. No? So, dalawa lang yan. Okay? So, what he's saying, John was saying, you are now born of God. And therefore, if you settle in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit, you are born of God, it would result into a different lifestyle and action. No? Kaya sabi yan, now you can love others, you can walk in the light, you can now be convicted of your sin and your righteousness. Why? You're born of God. Nag-iba na yung nature mo. Binago ka na ni Lord. Okay? You were born into His family. That's why it's very important to know who you are. Why? Because identity first before action. Di ba? Sino dito nagsabi, Christian ako, pero love na love ko talaga mag-sin. Ang hirap, no? Dapat kasi pag sinabi mong Christian ka, actually, nako-convict ka na sa sin mo. Why? What? Right? Kasi identity mo yun eh. Kaya nga ako, wala akong problema sa mga taong nagkakasala, pero hindi naman nila sinasabi Christian sila. Natural lang yun. Pero pag Christian ka, dapat may conviction ka na. Kasi hindi na natural for us to actually go and sin. Why? Because our identity is settled already. We know who we are in Christ already. So identity before action first. Kaya sabi ni John, you have to first know who you are. You are born of God. And then he goes to verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God, whom when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Oh, kukunik ko yung love mamaya sa victory, ha? Right? So sabi niya in verse 3, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Sabi niya, pag ang love daw ni Lord is when the children of God were born into His family would start to keep His commandments. Why? Because His commandments are not burdensome. Now, sometimes people equate the commandments, obeying the commandments of God with loving God. Tama ba? Yeah. Most of the time, sasabihin natin yung verse sa John 14:15. No? Pakita ko yung verse, no? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. No? Kung love mo ako, dapat you follow me. Tama? We always say that, right? Minsan sa anak natin, ganun, if you love daddy, you'll keep my commandments. Now, because that's just one verse, but if you take it into context, this is what it actually means. Pag dinikit mo rin sa 1 John, ibig sabihin yan, the text would distinguish loving Christ from obeying His commands. If you love, sabi niya, if you love, that's one thing, and if you obey, that's another thing. Okay? This one, if you love God, would lead to you obeying His commands. Right? So sabi niya, separated yon. If you love God, it would lead to obeying of His commands. Pag tinagalog mo ganito. No? Pwede kang mag-obey kay Lord, pero hindi mo siya love. Pwedeng pilit. Pwedeng, oh, ba't ka nag-obey? Takot ako eh. Ba't ka nag-obey? Sabi eh. Not out of love. Pero sabi, if you love God, it would lead to obedience. Now, some people obey not because they have a relationship with the Lord, but because they love to just obey. Kasi, oh, na-bless siya eh. So, obey din ako para ma-bless. Pero walang love relationship with the Lord. Kaya nga sabi, it's two separate things. If you love, you will obey. It would lead to obedience. It is not, you know, it's not one and the same thing. If you love, then you obey. Okay? Hindi yan yung love and obedience equal. Hindi equal yung equation nun. Right? That leads to it, but it's not the same. Right? So, dapat clear sa atin yun, ha? Okay? Kasi pag hindi clear sa atin yun, magkakagulo-gulo tayo pagdating sa lifestyle. Yayabang tayo, no? Kasi nag-o-obey ka, hindi mo naman love si Lord. Tapos, mababatingin mo sa iba kasi nga, nag-o-obey ka naman. Pero pag tinanong ka, love mo ba si Lord, hindi mo naman talaga love si Lord. No? So it's not wrong to say that loving Jesus or loving God includes doing what He commands, pero kulang yon. Loving God is not just external obedience. It means having a heart that doesn't find the commandments of the Lord burdensome. No? Kaya sabi niya, His commands are not burdensome. Ibig sabihin, pag nakuha mo yung pag-ibig ni Lord, ang tingin mo sa commands niya, hindi burdensome. Sino sa inyo dito, dati nagkakasala kayo, tapos naging Christian kayo, so ngayon hindi mo na magawa yung ginagawa mo dati, tapos nagsisisi ka, dapat ginawa ko pa yun. Dapat nagloko pa ako, no? Ngayon hindi na ako pwede magloko. You feel like it's burdensome. Parang hirap ka pa, parang nagsisisi ka. Nako, wala na, hindi na ako pwede magkaroon ng kabit. Christian na kasi ako eh. Serve pa ako sa church, baka mahuli pa ako. Di ba? Kasi feeling mo burdensome siya. Pero pag love mo raw si Lord, yung commands ni Lord, hindi burdensome. Bakit? Hindi na external yung obedience mo, internal na. Huh? And so you start loving Jesus and start seeing Jesus for who He is. Not because of what blessings you can receive, but because genuine talaga yung faith mo at saka yung love mo kay Lord. Now, pag ang commands ni Lord hindi burdensome, ano yung commands ni Lord? Sabi sa Bible, ang commands ni Lord, desirable. Actually, gusto mo yung commands ni Lord. Gusto mo yung law ni Lord. I delight to do your will, oh my God. Your law is within my heart. You start actually wanting to follow the principles of the Bible. Bakit? Love mo kasi si Lord eh. Hindi yung gagawin ko to para ilove ako ni Lord. Love ko si Lord, kaya ako ginagawa to. No? And I put it in my heart, I desire it in my heart to love the Lord. Now verse 4, it says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, connect natin ha, connect. Sabi niya, from verse 1 to verse 3, he was talking about the love of God, and if you love, diba, it would lead to obedience. And then verse 4, it's like another topic. Pero sa totoo, connected siya. Sabi niya, oh, kung born ka of God, you would love God, you would also obey His commands. And he says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Diba? So sino raw yung nag-overcome sa world? Kung hindi si Jesus, the Son of God. So sabi niya, inulit na naman niya, hindi ka lang born of God to love, but you are born of God to be an overcomer. Okay? We are able to love God and love others because we are born of God. Yan yung tinatawag nating new birth. Yan yung na-born again ka. Di ba yan yung si Nicodemus sinasabi, Jesus, paano ba masave? Sabi ni Jesus, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Sabi ni Nicodemus, ano yan, magiging baby ulit ako? Papasok ulit ako? Sabi yan ni Jesus, ano ka ba? Di ba teacher of the law ka? Di mo pa rin gets? So kailangan explain ni Jesus, hindi siya born in the flesh, but born in the spirit. Yan yung sinasabi ngayon ni John na born of God. Sinasabi niya, dahil born of God ka ngayon, hindi mo lang kaya na mag-agape, pwede mo rin ma-overcome yung mga trials at saka yung mga sins sa buhay mo. No? And you're able to love others and love God because you are an overcomer. Okay? Everyone who has been born of God conquers the world. No? So ibig sabihin, there must be dark forces in this world that we need to overcome. Tama ba? Na-experience mo ba yung dark force? Dun, 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 dun. Di ba? Di ba? Marami tayong dark forces in this world. Ibig sabihin, sabi ni John, nung sinusulat niya, oh, magiging overcomer kayo dahil may faith kayo. No? At actually, you will start to love God and love other people without any effort because you are born of God and you're an overcomer. So yung pag-o-overcome, hindi lang sa kasalanan, kundi actually in loving other people. Kinonek niya yung overcoming sa loving other people. No? So sabi niya, there are dark forces in this world. Ano yung problema natin sa mundo? What would that be? Now, if you look at 1 John 2, okay, balik tayo, no? Nasa verse 5 tayo, chapter 5, punta tayo sa chapter 2, dahil doon niya sinabi kung sino yung problema natin. Okay? So sabi niya, sa 1 John 2, verse 15 to 17, nasa na ba yan? Okay? Ayan, verse John 2, 15 to 17. Sabi niya, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Right? So, he goes back to love. Ano bang love mo? Okay? Sabi niya, kung love mo yung mundo, wala yung love ni Father sa'yo. For all that is in the world, ano raw na sa world? The desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. Okay? Tatlo raw yung dark forces ng mundo. Ano? Basahin natin yung naka-underline. Okay? Okay. Yan lang yung tatlong temptation ni Satan sa inyo. Diyan lang umiikot. Nakakategorize na yan. Okay? Desire of the flesh. Yung gusto ng katawan mo. Kaya ang daming sexual sins ngayon. No? The desire of the eyes. That's why there's a lot of materialism and greed. And there's pride in possessions. Kaya mayayabang ang tao. Dahil nakuha nila yung desires nila. Sabi niya, yan yung tatlong biggest enemy natin. Diba? Review niyo yung buhay niyo. Tingnan niyo kung saan kayo tinitempt ni Satan. Dito. Desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and in the pride in our possessions. Tama ba? Tama, no? Yeah. Ba't gusto mo ng additional ganyan? Ba't gusto mo sikat ka? Desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes. Ba't mababa tingin mo sa iba? There's pride in what you have. That's why you look down on other people. Umiikot lang daw dito yung problema. Now, this could be summed up as desires for what we don't have. No? Yan yung we lust after it. Dalawa lang yan. We lust after things. And if we have it, we take pride in what we do have. No? Nung wala ka pa, na-insecure ka pa, so ginagawa mo lahat to the point of disobeying God to get it. And now when you got it, there's pride in you. So when we don't have what we want, the world corrupts us with covetousness. Yeah? Di ba? Sino sa atin dito pag may nakita kang bago, gusto mong bilhin? Yeah? Naisip niyo ba, saan ang galing yung collectors ano natin? Mentality natin? Pag nabili ko to, dapat lahat bilhin ko. Di ba? Pag nagsimula kang may bilhin na to, di ba? Bibili ka ng isang figurine, mamaya lahat na ng figurine. Puno na ng kalabaw yung ano mo. Kanyang kalabaw yung inaano mo, or baboy, or kabayo, di ba? Pagpasok mo ng bahay, parang amoy kabayo na rin kasi kabayo collection ka, di ba? Parang, bakit ganun, no? Tama ba? Di ba? Ngayon, nakabili ka na sa isang coffee shop, ng ganito, pumunta ka ng ibang bansa. Ngayon, gusto mo na sa lahat ng bansa, meron ka ng mug na yon. Kala mo naman, pag magkape ka, ganun, no? Dami mong kape, no? Pero isa lang naman talaga kailangan mo, di ba? Hindi ko sinasabi mali, ha? Hindi ko sinasabi mali. Sinasabi ko lang, nakita mo yung nature natin, iikot din dyan yan. Kung paano tayo paglalaroan ni Lord. Di ba? Yeah? So, ganun tayo, no? So, di ba, pag may magazine kang isa, gusto mo i-collect na lahat. Di ba? It's innate in us. Yeah? Kung nagkapera ka, gusto mo makolect. Collect ka lang ng collect. Yeah? It's because it's our innate nature. So sabi niya, this is what keeps us from loving God and loving each other. Why? We love stuff. We love possessions. And when we don't have it, we crave for it. And when we do have it, we love to talk about it nonstop. Yan lang yung pinag-uusapan mo. Yung mga nangyari sa'yo. Sabi ng isang author, no, na isang Puritan author, patayin na tong author na to, si Thomas Brooks. Sabi niya, our enemy will bait our hook with anything that we find desirable. This means that he will gladly give us sex, money, power, pleasure, fame, fortune, relationships. Satan's goal is for us to take the bait without seeing the hook. And once the hook is in our mouth, then he reels us in to take us captive. Tandaan nyo, ang temptation ni Satan, hindi pangit yan, maganda yan. In fact, maraming bagay sa mundo, maganda naman talaga. Sino sa inyo dito gusto ng pera? Taas ang kamay. Alright, isa, dalawa, tatlo. Okay, okay, pwede. Pwede ako mamigay ngayon, kunti lang eh. No, sino gusto ng pera? Okay. Yung ibang yabang nyo, yaman nyo na ha. Okay. Lahat tayo gusto natin ng pera, di ba? Kasi kung walang pera, wala kang pambayad sa parking, di ba? You want money, di ba? Mag-Starbucks ka pa, di ba? You want money. Is money good? Yes. But if you make it the ultimate thing, ano sabi ni Lord? For the love of money is the root of all evil. Pag minahal mo na yan, ayan na, dyan na nag-uumpisa ang kasalanan. Kaya niya sinasabi, it's a battle of passion. Nasaan ba yung passion mo? Di ba? Naalala ko, sabi ni Pastor Jim Lafoon, sabi niya, ano pa ako, youth leader pa ako noon. Eh, problema namin dati sa youth, madami sa amin, into pornography, lust, online porn, nauso yung internet noon, yung youth kami, yung nakamodem pa, yung magdadial up, di ba, picture pa lang, isang oras bumababa, no? So, nauso yun sa amin dati nung youth kami. May internet. Ibig sabihin, ngayon, the world is in your desktop. Wala pang laptop doon, no? It's in your desktop, di ba? Parang, so, tumaas yung online pornography. And here's what he said. He said, you know, the battle is not with purity. If we always preach about, you have to be pure, you have to be pure, you have to be clean, you should not do online porn. That's not the battle. The battle is with our passions. Sino ba love mo? Kaya mo ba pagpalit yung love mo kay Lord sa ibang bagay? And that's what John was saying. You want to overcome sin? The question is, who do you love? Do you really love material possessions more than you love God? And if I could rephrase it and ask you another question, do you think the material possession would love you back? Kaya daw, hirap tayo magmahal dahil sa sobrang hilig natin sa binibigay sa ating temptation. Desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions. Di ba ganon? Even with, ano, with relationships. Married ka na. Feeling mo dry kayo ng misis mo. May nakita ka ngayong babae. Bait-bait sa'yo. Uy, misis ko, hindi. Mukhang mas okay to ah. Entertainin mo. Bakit? Ano nasa isip mo nun? Mas, baka mas mahalin ako nito. No? Tapos makipag-relationship ka dyan. Nakita rin niya baho mo. Naging tulad na rin ng misis mo. No? Ayaw mo na rin. Naghanap ka na. Bakit? Naghahanap ka sa iba na si Jesus lang pwede magbigay. Yeah? And what happens? Pinagpalit mo for that moment, mas mahal ko tong girl kaysa kay Jesus saka sa misis ko, papatulang ko siya. And you sell out. And you start to compromise on those things. Tandaan nyo, kailan tayo nagkakasala? Pag hindi na tayo nag-rely sa love ni Lord. Di ba last week yun yung message? Every day you rely on the love of God. That's when we start to sin. When we rely on other things to love us back. Because we feel like, baka mas maging magandang buhay pag meron ako nito. No? So ganun si Satan. He baits us. No? Ang ganda nung dinadanggal niya sa'yo. Pero pagkakinain mo na yan, ayan na. May tusok na yan. And you're taken captive already. Yan, hindi naman lalabas, alam niyo naman to, di ba? Hindi naman lalabas si Satan na red, tapos may buntot, tapos, hindi naman siya magaganon, di ba? Tatakbo ka, di ba? He will actually disguise himself and tell you, this is actually good. If you have this, it would be better. Anong tawag dyan? Tawag dyan, idolatry. Yan yung sinasabi. Ang kalaban daw natin, sabi ni John, the problem, yung tatlo, is idolatry. If you sum it up, it's the idols. Yung gusto kong kunin. At kung meron na ako, ito na yung Diyos ko ngayon. Because I have it now. Yung di mo man let go, let go. Di ba? Because nga, naging idol mo na siya. Ano raw solusyon? Sabi ni John. So sinulat ni John itong 1 John chapter 5. Sabi niya, you are born of God, you can overcome. Now, here's the solution. The main reason we don't love God and we find it burdensome to love people is that our cravings for the things of this world. Now, they may be good things, or they may be bad things, they may be material things or immaterial things, they may be relational. Now, whatever form yan, dapat tandaan natin, hindi Diyos yan. Right? They're not God. And if you make them the ultimate thing, they become the God of our lives. And when we crave them above God, they become idols. They replace the love for God and love for people. Yan yung universal problem natin. No? Yan yung tinatawag kong functional God. Nagiging functional God sila. Ito yung biggest problem natin. Sabi ni John, itong problema ngayon. Dahil nagsakam tayo, sabi niya sa verse John 2, dahil dito sa tatlong temptations na to, nakalimutan na natin mahalin si Lord, therefore we cannot overcome sin anymore. So what's the solution? So sinagot ni John sa verse 3 and 4. No, sa verse 4, sabi niya, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Stop tayo doon. No? Andito raw yung sagot. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. It means, pag naborn ka ulit. Okay? In English, born again. Okay? Naborn ulit. Alright? So, grabe yung solusyon, no? Hindi, ang solusyon, hindi yung, ito gagawin ko, ito gagawin. Hindi, hindi. Sabi niya, ang solusyon is merong new birth. Okay? Babago. Dati, tatay mo si Taning. Okay? Dadaling kita dito. You're now born of God. Di ba? Dito ka na. Nawala ka dati, nag-iba ka ng landas, kukunin na kita, ito talaga yung magulang mo. Hindi yan. Katakot yan. Di ba? Dito ka. Alright? And he says, everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Right? So, saan na ba ako? Right? Okay. It means that the new birth severs the root of those cravings for the world. Dati, ito yung gusto mo, pero dahil nandito ka na sa pamilya na to, nag-iba na yung gusto mo. No? Because you were born of God now. It means everything's different. Sabi sa 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Binago ka supernaturally. Biglang tinanggal sa'yo yung mga gusto mo dati and now you're looking for something else. No? So ibig sabihin yung desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes and the pride in possessions doesn't rule us anymore. Natanggal na. The power is broken. Now, ibig ba sabihin, di na tayo matetempt ng desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and the pride? No, no. Matetempt ka pa rin. Pero ngayon, yung hawak niya sa'yo, hindi na ganun kalakas. To the point that the more I abide in Christ, and I've been born of God, and now I walk in God, natatanggal ngayon yung power nitong kabila. Di ba? Ang isang term dyan, ini-starve mo yung sumo. No? Nakakita na kayo ng sumo wrestler? Okay. Si Larry, payat na, no? Wala na akong example. No? So, di ba yung sumo, alam niyo yung sumo wrestler, di ba? Malaki ang sumo wrestler, di ba? Dahil ang laki ng sumo wrestler, ikaw, kahit kinalaban mo yan, kahit anong training mo, hindi mo siya matutulak, tama ba? Di ba ang goal sa sumo, matulak mo siya sa palabas ng circle, tapos panalo ka? So kahit anong tulak mo, hirap ka dahil ang taba niyan. Bakit? Dati kasi, yan yung pinapakain natin. Yeah? But hirap ako mag-overcome sa example, ha? Sa lust. Bakit? Eh yung pinapanood mo. Mga series, panay-sexual. Okay sa'yo lahat. Okay lang yan. Di ba? Tungkol sa sex, okay lang. Pinapanood mo lahat. Di ba? So palaki ng palaki. Mga magazine na binabasa mo, lahat. Di ba? Mali. So, you feed the sumo, it becomes bigger and bigger. Tapos pag Sunday, pre-pray ka, Lord, give me the strength. Pero hindi mo kaya, bakit? During the week, lagi mo siyang pinapakain, nakikutan ka sa kanya. Oh, ito pa, baby. Di ba? Tapos pinapakain mo, tapos hirap na hirap ka, bakit? Ba't hindi ko ba kaya? If you're feeding the sumo. So sabi niya, now that you're born of God, di ba? Yung sumo sin mo, kailangan i-starve mo yan. That's how you overcome. Right? Hindi naman nung na-born again ako, nawala na yung temptation sa akin. Alam ko pa rin kung anong magandang babae. Alam ko rin kung anong masarap na pagkain na bawal kainin. Alam ko pa naman lahat yun, di ba? Minsan ba kinakain ko pa rin? Ewan ko. No? So, ibig sabihin, conscious pa rin ako. May choice ako, papakainin ko siya, tapos pre-pray na lang, Lord, overcome, Lord. Eh, hindi, pinapakain mo eh. Huwag mong pakainin yan. Bakit? Lalaki yan. Di ba? Ini-starve mo yan. Ngayon, hingin ka na ngayon ng grace kay Lord. Disiplina. Kay Lord. Oh Lord, oh, kung R18, hindi ko napapanoorin to. Oh, alam ko, may asawa na ako, tatlo na anak ko, pero hindi ko naman kailangan panoorin to. Di ba? Ibig mo sabihin, baka magkulang buhay ko pagka hindi ko napanood yung Jennifer's Body. Yun ba yung, ano, whatever, di ba? Kung ano mang pelikulang luma na nun, no? Okay, ano pa ba mga pelikulang ngayon, no? O, di ba, yung mga Legal Wife, ganyan, or whatever, di ba, pagka, whatever, okay, hindi ko alam, hindi ko pa napanood yun, no? Kasi isa lang wife ko, no? Alright? Grabe, no, ginawang category, may legal, may illegal, no? So, anyway, naka-hashtag pa, okay? You don't feed it, no? You starve it. Okay? Bakit? Kasi gusto mo ma-overcome yan, eh. And the only way you can overcome that is actually through the discipline that God gives us. Sabi niya, you've been born of God. You're convicted now of your righteousness. Therefore, do not love that. Di ba? Bakit ngayon, no? Daming Christian, no? Nasa church, pero iba pa rin ang ano, no? Iba. May pagka-sensual pa rin, no? And dami niyong pinapanood niyo. And then, kung anong pinanood mo, yun yung papasok sa'yo. Yun yung kulturang tinatanggap mo. So you have to learn how to say no to some of the things. You starve it, no? And so he says, it takes faith in Christ to overcome the world. Sabi niya, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith in Christ overcomes the world. Nasaan ba yung faith mo? Nasa sarili mo o na kay Lord? Na kay Lord. It makes me say no to sin. Why? Because my faith is in Christ and therefore I can overcome the world. Why? I am now a child of God. I've been born into the family of God. Yeah? Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? That's why if you are not yet overcoming sins in your life, you have to ask the hard question. Do I really believe that Jesus is who He says He is? Or hanggang lip service lang ako. Alam ko lang theologically, pero never ko pre-practice. No? Tapos sabay pakain mo sa sumo mo. No? Because you cannot overcome because you're feeding your sinful life. You're feeding the pride and the lust instead of saying no and starving the lust. You see, faith sees that Jesus is better than idols. No? That's how you overcome. Dahil mas passionate ako kay Lord, nakikita ko, my faith sees that Jesus is better than the idols that is tempting me now. Di ba? Minsan mahirap, di ba? Tama ba? Kunyari, weakness mo, ano? Material possession. Mahilig ka lang mag-shopping. Ewan ko yung iba sa inyo kung may ganito kayong weakness, no? Na pag nag-green hills kayo, hindi pwedeng umalis na walang binibili. No? Nasa Changi ka, tapos parang pag wala kang binili, bad trip naman, wala akong nabili, ang ganda-ganda lahat. Parang kailangan may supot ako kahit isa. Di ba? So bibili ka na lang ng Peking Minion, di ba? Tapos uwiin mo lang, di ba? Para na masabi may nauwi ka, no? Na nag-shopping ka pa rin. Di ba? Weakness yun eh, sin yun eh. Di ba? May materialistic, ano ka na, parang kailangan ko gawin, di ba? In the midst of temptation, in the heat of temptation, which dapat una wala ka doon, kasi nga love mo si Lord, dapat tumatakbo ka away from it. Pero just in the point when there is temptation, yeah, wherever you go, there's temptation. Nakikita mo ba na Jesus is better than this temptation? Yeah. That's how you overcome it. Faith sees that Jesus is better than any idols in this world that would promise to feed my lust and my pride. Jesus is better. I have this true story. Si Pastor Robert naman nagkwento nito. No? Kwento niya, meron siyang friend working in a cruise ship. Pagka, ano ka pala, nasa vapor ka, grabbing temptation. Actually, may Victory Group member ako dati sa Ortigas. Yun yung trabaho niya. Kwento niya yung matinding temptation pag nasa vapor ka. Since wala ka sa pamilya mo, lahat, ang dami raw adultery na nangyayari. Tapos kung maglalaan sila sa port, maraming temptation. So may kaibigan si Pastor Robert na Christian. No, member natin, Victory member. No, pag every time na maglalaan sila, ayan na, lahat ng mga crew, lalabas na yan. Maghahanap ng babae, magpro-prostitute, ganyan. Lalabas yan. Paparty, magiinuman, maglalasingan. E siya laging, hindi ako sasama. Dito na lang ako. Dito lang, trabaho na lang ako or magbabasa ako ng libro, ng Bible ko, ganyan. So, lagi siyang kinakantsawan, KJ mo, ganyan. Ano ka ba? Wala namang makakalam. Layo natin. So, one time, pinagtripan siya. Ang ginawa ng mga kaibigan niya sa vapor, nagdala ngayon ng babae sa kwarto niya. Hindi niya alam. So, alis na lahat ng kaibigan niya. Sabi niya, dito na ako sa vapor. Pagpasok niya sa kwarto, may prostitute. Ganda. Foreigner. No? So parang siya, hindi niya alam anong gagawin niya. Eh, maghuhubad na raw. So nung maghuhubad na, nag-speaking in tongues siya. Totoo, nag-tongue siya, no? Nung nagtatang siya, yung prostitute, napahinto, naupo sa kama, umiiyak. Kasi nung lumabas sa bibig niya, was the native language of the prostitute. And the guy was actually saying what the life of the prostitute was and the problem she was facing. So instead na nag-sex sila, nag-Bible study sila. No? Hindi kasi, pero hindi sila nakaintindihan. Hanggang doon lang. Yung parang yung sinabi mo, it was like, ano, tapos pinag-pray niya lang, tapos pinaalis niya na yung girl. Kasi hindi rin naman sila magkakaintindihan. No? But you see the power of God. You see the power that is at work because he made a decision that faith sees that Jesus is better than idols. I will not get into that. No? Try nyo rin mag-tongues. No? Di ba kung natetempt kayo, boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, tapos sabihin ng boyfriend mo, ano, honey, ngayong gabi, kaya hindi pa tayo kasal. Yeah? Tapos pag sinabi niya yun, sabihin mo, hura! Di ba, tingnan mo kung hindi yan matakot sa'yo. No? Okay. Faith sees that Jesus is better than idols. True story also. One more story. Ngayon ko lang naalala. One of our Victory Group leaders, nung nasa Ford ako, he was in college. It was his last year as a officer sa ROTC. ROTC, yun, no? And meron pala sila laging ano, party. No? Yung last night ng party nila, magyayaya ng mga ano, inuman, tapos may darating ng mga babae. Yung mga nagpa-pop out sa mga cake, gano'n na. Tapos, na-assign siya na siya yung kukuha doon sa mga babae. Pag-pray na siya, Lord, hindi ko to pinasukan. Gusto maging officer. Hindi ganito. No? And sabi niya, disheartening para ako kasi marami doon, Christians din, pero sila yung parang, tara na, let's go na. Di ba? Excited sila lahat. Pero sa kanya, sabi niya, yung conviction niya na
Hindi pwede to.
Yeah. Hindi niya alam anong gagawin. If he leaves, the officer would really get mad, the senior officer. Parang, ano to, basagan ng trip to. Ha? Diba? Parang ganun yung dating niya. No? So, he was praying. He was praying really hard. He was trying to find excuses on how to get out of the party. No? So, a few minutes prior to kukunin niya, kasi siya lang yung may kotse. Rich kid to eh. No, siya may kotse sa lahat. So, parang yun yung kukuha ng mga girls. No? Out of the blue, tumawag yung tatay niya. Sabi ng tatay niya, nasaan ka? Kailangan ko yung kotse. No? So, sabi niya sa officer niya, sir, tumawag tatay ko. Eh, di ba, eh, pwede rin sabihin ng officer, wala akong pakialam sa gusto ng tatay mo. Kung gusto mo maging officer talaga, magano, dito ka. Yeah? Pero sabi niya, 10 minutes prior to the girls coming, no? When he got that call, the officer just said, sige, uwi ka na. Pinauwi siya. Sabi niya, miracle daw talaga na pinauwi siya. Sabi niya, and the next day when he came back to school, sabi ng mga nandoon, sayang na miss out mo, grabe ang gaganda ng mga chicks, ganyan and all, 'di ba? Pero for him it was like, yes God, thank you for making a way. Why? He saw that Jesus is better than idols. That Jesus is better than any temptations of this world. Church, you would face temptations of many kind. I don't know what temptations you'll face. Money, women, men, what relationship, compromise. Tandaan nyo, okay? You want to overcome, faith sees that Jesus is better than any idol. Okay? So you were born of God, and because you're born of God, meron kang faith, and faith sees that Jesus is better. That's how you overcome the world. In verse 11, let me end with these verses. Ang ganda lang nito, no? Yung mga ending ni John. Parang patapos na siya sa letter niya. These were the last few verses. Biglaan niyang tinira ng mga verses na parang dire-direcho. Sabi niya, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son of God, whoever has Jesus, has life. Whoever does not have Jesus, does not have life. He says, you want life? You've got to go to Jesus. That's the testimony. That is my story. The reason I have life and see that Jesus is better than any idols in this world is because I have Jesus. I've experienced Jesus. I've encountered Jesus. And then he says in verse 18, we know that everyone who has been born of God, andito na naman yung born of God, does not keep on sinning, but he who is born of God protects him and the evil one does not touch him. Untouchable ka raw, no? Sabi niya, Satan would come and I say, you cannot touch that person. Naalala niyo yung kwento ni Job? Nagpaalam pa si Satan. Eh Lord, hindi mo kasi pinapagalaw yan eh. Galawin ko yan, magko-compromise yan. No? So, special lang si Job. No? Sabi niya, sige, hindi yan bibigay sa'yo. Di ba? In the same way with us. Kaya ba sabihin ni Jesus sa atin yan? Eh yan naman. Yan naman eh. Kaya nagwo-worship yun sa'yo, untouchable yan eh. Kaya ba sabihin, hindi, sige, touch mo kung gusto mo. Yeah? But there's a hedge of protection upon us. No temptation that comes to us we cannot overcome. Lahat ng pinapayagan ni Lord na temptation, kaya natin yung overcome. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, hindi ko ma-overcome, hirap eh. Hindi. Kaya mo yan. Inallow ni Lord, ibig sabihin kaya. Hindi magbibigay si Lord ng battle na hindi natin kaya. He would only allow temptations that we can overcome. No? And he says, the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Grabe, no? Sabi niya, yes, may power tayo, pero tandaan niyo yung sistema at structure ng mundo. It's from the evil one. The systems of this world, the default of this world lies in the power of the evil one. But God has given us the power to overcome whatever culture, systems, and structures that Satan has put in this world. And then he says, verse 21, here's how he ends the letter. Interesting. Sabi niya, verse 21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. You know, he sums it all up and says, your biggest enemy is idolatry. The functional gods of your life. You have to choose. What do you see? What does your faith see? Does your faith see that Jesus is better than any idols? Or do you make a decision and say, Lord, wag muna ikaw, ito muna. Sabi niya, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Let me end with 1 John 4:4. It says, little children, you are from God, and you have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Pwede bang ulitin natin, no? As we end, right? Pwede pakisabi, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Can we bow down our heads and pray? Father, we come to you today and we declare 1 John 4:4. Lord, that as we are born of God and that we are from God, you promise that we can overcome the world. That there is no sin, trial, temptation that is too big for us not to overcome. Lord, because you declared and you promised that he who is in us, who is Jesus, is greater than he who has the power that is in this world, Satan. Greater is Jesus. Greater is he. Lord, so today, Lord, we would not accept our present state of defeat. Pag nandito kayo, and you're living a life of defeat, and you know that you know na, ayaw mo na to. Lord, I want to overcome. You have to first understand the new birth. You are born of God. And the enemy would always try to attack you on your identity that you are not a child of God. You have to be firm and say, I am born of God. And because of that, God has given us faith to overcome. Faith to see that Jesus is better than idols. Lord, we ask, Lord, today, Lord, that you would speak to us. I pray, God, Lord, that there would be repentance and conviction of sin. Lord, over areas of our life that we have not overcome. Lord, we thank you because we are born of God. We are not born of the enemy. We are not born defeated, but we are born in the family of God, and Christ has overcome sin for us. We don't have to stay where we are. We can repent of our sin and experience the power and the grace of God to overcome sin. Can you just do this right now, just on your own? Maybe God is revealing things in your life that you need to repent of. Sins in your life that has held you back from God's purposes and plans for you. Today, I want you to repent. I want you to come to the Lord and say, God, I lift this up to you. Lord, I confess this certain sin to you. I want you to come to the Lord and say, God, from this day on, Lord, I look to you. Give me faith to overcome. You are better than any idols of this world. Lord, better than any temptations.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.